Well, happy April to all my listeners. Hope you didn't have any April Fool's jokes played on you. If you go to my website and look at the cartoon, that looks like Bobby Jindal, doesn't it? The April Fool joke a little bit, the governor of Louisiana, maybe the next vice president. Interesting, by the way, talking about vice president and Governor Jindal here in April, where, what, 6 or 7 months, or about maybe 5 months away before the Republican National Convention. It seems like it's just right around the corner in St. Paul, Minnesota this year. John McCain has to make a choice, and I've been somewhat surprised at all of the national commentators who are pointing towards Bobby Jindal as maybe the vice presidential nomination. Now you say, hey, he's a kid, he's young, brand new governor. Why on earth would they consider Jindal? Well, if you read over what Rush Limbaugh is saying, what people like former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is saying, and a host of other more conservative columnists, they seem to be very high on Jindal. And I guess if you analyze it, it does make sense from the Republican point of view. Jindal actually has more experience in Washington than does Senator Barack Obama, who's probably going to be the Democratic nominee. He served longer up there as an elected position in Congress. He was headed up the president's whole health care initiative that Senator John Breaux was active in putting together. So Jindal's had a lot of Washington experience, ran the college system in Louisiana, ran the health care network in Louisiana. You lay all that out, and he has much more experience than Barack Obama does, and quite frankly, as much or more than Senator Hillary Clinton does. So he brings youth, which is a problem for McCain, being in his 70s, a young guy. Being an Indian descent, he's a man of color that brings a different attribute to the Republican Party that has not done much in courting elements outside of the typical WASP in this country. His youth, his drive, he's the intellectual wonk, if you will. So quite frankly, on paper, Jindal looks like a pretty good choice balancing off McCain. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the talk continues about Jindal being governor. Already speculation going on in Louisiana, the what-if scenario. If Jindal, first of all, he does not have to give up the governorship if he is selected as nominee. He stays governor of Louisiana through the election in November. If McCain loses, Jindal carries on as governor. If McCain wins, then Jindal would take office as the vice president in January of 2009. The lieutenant governor, Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu, would move up to the governor's office. There would be no special election for governor. Under Louisiana's constitution, then what would happen would be Landrieu would go ahead and serve out the entire term. There would be a special election for lieutenant governor, however. And Landrieu could appoint someone to fill the lieutenant governor's job temporarily, but then there'd be a special election, and there'd be a host of people certainly looking to be lieutenant governor. So the scenario gets interesting when you break it all down, but I don't think it's far-fetched at all to talk about Jindal if you look at the Republican perspective of being the nominee for vice president on a McCain ticket. Share that with you because I've had a lot of questions about the what-if scenario, what would happen. Hey, we're getting into March Madness, into the final weekend. A lot of you know that I was Dean Smith's first recruit at the University of North Carolina, and I'm a diehard Tar Heel. I'm glad LSU wasn't playing them. By the way, the LSU women played the Tar Heels in women's basketball here last week, and LSU came up with a victory. And I certainly would pull for LSU in a situation like that. But when it comes to basketball, my heart certainly is with North Carolina. I'm dying for the Tar Heels to win the national championship. A lot of you know from looking at the blog that I went to Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC Championship, saw the Tar Heels win 3 games there. I've been an avid fan of watching them overwhelmingly win their first 3 games in the NCAA Final Four March Madness, and I'll be pulling for them against Kansas. Instant scenario there if you're a basketball fan. Roy Williams, the North Carolina coach, coached at Kansas for some 15 years and made the very difficult decision to leave Kansas to come back to his home of North Carolina. Williams had started off, he never played basketball. Did you know that? Roy Williams never was a college basketball player. But he was a diehard fan and started off as a student assistant for Dean Smith, the legendary coach of Carolina who brought me there to North Carolina. Williams worked his way up, got a lot of basketball knowledge, listening to Smith and being at Smith's side, ended up becoming his number one assistant. And Smith strongly recommended Williams to take the basketball job at Kansas. tough choice because Williams loved Kansas, took them to the Final Four, but his heart had always been in North Carolina, where he was from. And so apparently in a very emotional meeting, he met with a large number of students and told them he was leaving to go to North Carolina. They weren't happy about it. So it's going to be a real Donnybrook of a war when these two meet on Saturday, and then the finals will be Monday evening. I'll give you a little updated report as to my bet. I'm saying Carolina versus UCLA in the finals. Carolina wins by 5 to 6 points is my projection. So you can follow along and see whether I make any sense or whether my projection is working well at all. I'm here now. I traveled a good bit, as you know. I was out west for a good bit in skiing in Salt Lake City, family members out there over to Las Vegas. Then I was in North Carolina up in the mountains. I skied again up there. I'm here for a while, so I'll be back on my column. Going to get an update about insurance this week, and I'll keep you posted. So watch my website for that particular column. We'll, of course, have some new blogs, and we're designing a new website to come up pretty soon. So lots going on, and I hope you'll pay attention. If you've got any questions, by the way, I get a number of inquiries about insurance issues and a variety of other issues each week. You can email me. Simply email it. Probably the easiest way would be info, at thelisburnpress.com. The spelling of that's on my website. It's Lisburn, L-I-S-B-U-R-N, press.com. And if you'll email me, I'll be glad to answer any question you might have insurance-wise or any other area of concern. I'm glad you're listening to my podcast this week. Again, go Heels, and I'll give you a full report next week as we talk here on the Jim Brown website. Have a good week.